on this edition of the Iowa Business Report.
This competition really is meant to highlight them and all the cool products that are made right here in our state.
Iowa is well known for its unique products. A new contest seeks to find the coolest one. Changes in state tax policy are working to create a better economic climate. The governor gives us her thoughts. And in our business profile, we'll honor the memory of an Iowa business visionary. This is the Iowa Business Report for the fourth weekend of March 2024.
The Iowa Business Report is a copyrighted production of Totally Iowa Media, which is solely responsible for its content. For more, click on the radio programs button at totallyiowa.com. Here is Jeff Stein.
A new statewide competition rolls out within the week in search of the coolest thing made in Iowa. It's spearheaded by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. Kelsey O'Connor is Marketing and Communications Director for Iowa ABI.
The Iowa Association of Business and Industry has been around for 120 years. We started out as the Manufacturing Association, but have now expanded to represent all industries across the state of Iowa. We focus on advocacy, leadership programs, events for networking, and really just try to help the state of Iowa have the best business climate possible.
There is a new initiative that you folks are undertaking, and it's called The Coolest Thing Made in Iowa. Explain what this is and where did this idea come from?
We really couldn't be more excited to bring this competition to the state of Iowa. We're actually joining about 20 other state associations who run a similar competition in their state. And it really brings us back to those roots, like I mentioned, starting out as the Manufacturing Association. We still find a lot of our members are those manufacturers, and that's who we spend a lot of time supporting. And this competition really is meant to highlight them and all the cool products that are made right here in our state.
Who is sponsoring this, and what do folks get out of it if they enter the Coolest Thing Made in Iowa competition, which is opening up right now?
We partnered with Midwest One Bank to host this competition. It is actually open to the public, so you don't have to be a member of ABI to participate. Anybody can nominate a product, and then we kind of vet those and make sure that those products are manufactured right here in Iowa, and then they enter a popular vote contest. So we're relying on the public to really get engaged and get out and vote for their favorite products.
So this is a great way not only for these individual manufacturers or creators to be able to talk to folks and get word out a little more broadly, but it also is an opportunity for us to spread the word about some things that people may just not know come out of the state of Iowa.
That's right. There's so many cool products, and from big and small manufacturers as well, that we want to shine a light on and give the opportunity. And, you know, you may think of the classic John Deere tractors and things like those big products that are made, and we want those to be in the contest too. But what a lot of people don't think about is the smaller products, and they really have a great chance to win too, because what we've heard from other states is that it's those smaller companies and the smaller towns that really are able to rally the troops, so to speak, in their towns and get everyone engaged in voting, and just a cool opportunity.
Kelsey O'Connor is Marketing and Communications Director for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, and we're talking about the Coolest Thing Made in Iowa statewide competition. You can learn more at iowaabi.org. Now, the nominations are going to open very soon on March 25th, so take us through the process once nominations open. If somebody thinks they have a cool product, what should they do?
Yeah, you'll go right to the competition website, which is coolestthingia.com, and the nomination form will be live March 25th through April 8th. You'll fill out the nomination form. We'll internally at ABI vet those products, make sure they're manufactured in Iowa, make sure the companies are okay with their product participating in the contest, and then it'll go into a popular vote round. All the products nominated and approved will be there for people to vote on, and the products that get the most votes, the top 16, will then go into a bracket-like system, kind of like March Madness. So you'll have 16 products that will face off against each other. We'll have top 16 round, a top 8 round, and a top 4 round of voting before announcing the winner.
And again, this opens up on March 25th at coolestthingia.com. it's only appropriate that people are, as we're having this conversation, figuring out their basketball brackets and whatnot, and you're going to take it right on up until Memorial Day, and the winner is going to be celebrated at your annual major gathering.
Yeah, so every year for many, many years, ABI has hosted what's now called the Taking Care of Business Conference. It's hosted at different cities across the state each year. This year it will be in the Quad Cities, and we're excited to be able to unveil the winner during the lunch program on Wednesday of our conference.
So again, this could be a situation where the winner could wind up being one of our very well-known, and you mentioned a few examples, something that people might immediately think is Iowa-born, Iowa-bred, but you might have a wild card come out of there, I suppose, where it's an Iowa product and people are learning about it through the bracket, and just like the Cinderella story in March Madness, it could carry all the way to the title.
That's right. That's right. It's all about how you can get your community, your followers, your employees even to engage and vote for their favorite products.
I think a lot of people may not appreciate the fact that manufacturing as a cohort is the largest single cohort within the state economy. I mean, you're talking 225,000 people employed. That's no small matter. We think of Iowa as an agricultural state, and it is, but manufacturing is pretty strong.
It is. It contributes so many employees. It contributes over $38 billion to our economy each year. That's a huge number. And ag is big as well, but I think a lot of our manufacturing supports ag. It's going to be a great opportunity to talk about that.
Once the nominations open on March 25th, you can go to coolestthingia.com, see if one of the products that you support is appropriate for the competition, but then flag April 19th because that's when the nominees are announced, and then let the voting begin shortly after that, leading to announcement of the winner in early June. Do you have any sense from these other states? Is this something that could very quickly become just a huge signature thing? Obviously, there's a growing number of other states that have done this for some time.
Yeah, we're kind of following the lead specifically of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. They were the first state to host this competition. They've been doing it for, I believe, 8 or 9 years now, and it is a really big deal. People look forward to it in their state every year, and so we're hoping that we get that same kind of momentum and response from Iowa and Iowans, and we hope to host it every year.
Kelsey, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about the Coolest Thing in Iowa competition. It does sound indeed cool, and we'll be following the progress and be happy to share information about the winner come June.
That sounds great. Thank you, Jeff.
Kelsey O'Connor of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. We connected via Zoom on Friday, March 15th. Starting Monday, March 25th, you can go to coolestthingia.com to submit nominations. Still to come, lower taxes, better economy. And later, remembering the ad man and his business. You're listening to the Iowa Business Report. It's March, and as our favorite teams are gearing up for the tournament madness, Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers are preparing for the spring planting season ahead. The Iowa Soybean Association is ready to team up with farmers to deliver a winning game plan through innovative research, tools, and technical support that maximizes their soy checkoff investment. Make 2024 your championship season by visiting iasoybeans.com today. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward. Welcome back to the Iowa Business Report. I'm Jeff Stein. Creating a positive climate for business and the economy is a multi-pronged challenge. I recently asked Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds about recent changes in Iowa's tax system and how those, among other things, help the state's overall economy.
This will be the fourth tax cut that I've actually presented to the legislature. I'm proud to say our fiscal health is strong. We ended with a significant surplus. Our cash reserves are full. We have nearly $3 billion in our taxpayer trust fund. We're continuing to see growth even despite some significant challenges, especially attributed to the Biden administration. When I took office, we had 9 brackets of individual income tax rates, and the top rate was about 8.98%. Our goal is to go to 3.9% flat. We're targeted to hit that in 2026. I presented to the legislature this year that we move that up and that we have that go into effect this year, calendar year 2024, and it would be retroactive. I actually went a little bit lower, but even if I can get that 3.9 moved up and effective this year, that would be a significant win for Iowans, especially as we've seen inflation continue to rise and the cost of living continue to rise again under decisions that are made by President Biden and his administration. And then we've looked at some other areas that we could help reduce the tax burden on some of our businesses that are employing Iowans across the state to reduce their unemployment insurance tax rate that they pay by cutting that in half, and that'll have a significant impact on all size businesses across the state of Iowa. And then we're also proposing, because childcare continues to be, well, it's a component of the workforce and something that we're always working on, we have proposed taxing childcare facilities at the residential rate instead of the commercial rate, again, allowing them to take those savings and put those into employees or into their facilities. So hopefully we'll get that across the finish line this year and provide Iowans with a little more tax relief.
Coming up, national advertising from a Cedar Falls base. You're listening to the Iowa Business Report.
Hello, Iowa. This is Michael Swanger, owner and publisher of Iowa History Journal. Spring has sprung, and so has our March-April issue that is packed with great stories. From the Battle of Shiloh to Bob Feller's opening day no-hitter to Great Depression-era riders at Iowa State and renovations to the State Historical Building and more, pick up Iowa History Journal at Hy-Vee, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Books A Million, and other outlets. Better yet, subscribe so that you don't miss an issue. Visit iowahistoryjournal.com and order today.
Welcome back to the Iowa Business Report. I'm Jeff Stein. On February 20th of this year, Jim Mudd Sr. passed away in Cedar Falls at the age of 86. Last July, we profiled the company he founded, Mudd Advertising, a nationally known firm with a state-of-the-art facility in the Cedar Valley. Jim Mudd Jr. is the CEO of the company his father founded. Jim Mudd Jr. spoke to us last summer about the family business. We revisit that conversation now.
Our father, Jim Mudd Sr., and my mother, Cecilia Mudd, started our company, Mudd Advertising, back in 1981 in our basement of our house. Dad just sold KCFI radio station, and he had a conversation with John Deary Sr., John Deary Jr., and they gave my dad an opportunity to start a business. So we have a gratitude to the Deary family, and they've been a big part of our success over the last 42 years, and they've been wonderful people. Since then, Dad had 3 to 5 different offices around Cedar Falls, and in 1997, he was able to build a new office out in the industrial park in Cedar Falls. Throughout the years, we've grown, and today we have 6 buildings in the industrial park, and it's worked out well.
What was the focus initially? As you noted, your father was in the radio business. Inherently, that means there's a component of sales and advertising, because otherwise a commercial radio station doesn't stay on the air. What was the initial focus?
The initial focus was driving traffic. Dad learned a lot from the Deary's about urgency today and basic fundamentals on automotive retail. And then he had another friend named Ray Green, who owns about 12, 15 stores in Illinois. So Dad had a good recipe for driving traffic, using mostly television, and print was kind of big back then, and of course, radio. Those were the 3 primary mediums. And then he added direct mail in 1990.
And primarily, Mudd Advertising was focused on the automotive industry because that was a pretty unique niche, I would say still is, but certainly in the earliest days. Full-page ads with lists of cars, etc. It's a very different marketing approach today. But what was it about lasering in on that niche that helped the company be successful?
You know, they say the riches are in the niches. And it's interesting, I've looked at probably 50 different ad agencies over the time, you know, mergers, acquisitions. And it's amazing. Niche agencies perform better. But Dad had good early advice in the early 80s from his friends, attorneys, accountants. He went to seminars. He went to an automotive seminar in 1985. Funny story, Dad went to the seminar. Lee Gallus put this on in Las Vegas. Dad calls him the godfather of automotive advertising. And Dad noticed another gentleman in front of him from Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. His name was Gene Gabus. So Dad taps him on the shoulder and introduced himself and said, "Hey, I would love to come down and talk to you about advertising. And Gene says, well, Jim, I'm here to learn from Lee Gallus. And it was kind of a funny story that Gene would share. Really, for almost 35 years, we worked with him. Unfortunately, he died in September of 2019. But Gene Gabus was a great client, and his father, Charles, who has passed away also. But the Gabus family, they were great people we learned from as well.
Now, your business operated out of Cedar Falls, Iowa. It's a very impressive campus with a variety of buildings, state-of-the-art technology, and this has allowed you for many, many years to do work across the country. This is hardly an organization that stays within the borders of the state.
That's right. We're fortunate enough, Jeff, to we became preferred vendor for General Motors back in 2011, and that was fantastic. And then we've done a lot of work with Chrysler, and today we have many of our products are 100% co-opted through Stellantis Market Center. So that helps too. But we have a nationwide footprint. We do business in all 50 states. Knock on wood, we're growing, Jeff. In fact, we're looking for 20 new positions. We call them product specialists. And these product specialists make 80 to 100 calls a day. Great incomes, great bonuses, and wonderful, wonderful growth paths.
Talk about that call center, because it's one thing to simply say, we'll produce advertising, and we'll get it placed, and we'll have our media buyers get the most value for the money. But the call center is a very unique portion of this that many similar agencies, I trust, do not offer.
Correct. We've had, I don't know, at least 10 other agencies visit us in the last 10 years. They don't have anything like we have. We've had probably 50 different vendors walk through here, and their eyes pop out of their brains because they love what we have. It's very unique. In fact, I don't know another agency in the country that has what we have. I really don't. That laser focus, a singular focus, is critical in today's world because we're all distracted by hundreds of things per day. But that singular focus has really helped us, helped our people focus. It's worked.
Speaking of your people, for many years you've worked intensively with regard to training. You have a certain corporate culture that people who visit notice right away in terms of signage on the walls, et cetera. Talk a bit about some of the principles and the methods that you folks have adopted and tailored to fit the specific need of your business.
One benefit, Jeff, we started a sign company probably 15 to 18 years ago. And a guy named Brad Pendrith was a great wrestler at Iowa. He's in the Hall of Fame. He was a coach for you and I for 10 years. Brad is a driver. Brad is a worker, fantastic discipline. Brad runs our sign company, and Brad does all types of signs for people in Cedar Valley. He has great equipment, and we do lots of posters, signage, car tags for dealers around the country and different companies. But the sign company has been a nice addition that we started 15 to 18 years ago, and Brad Pendrith is a driver.
It's a matter, in essence, of you could have jobbed that out. You could have done business with another company, but from a cost analysis, it made sense to just bring it all in-house because right. You could be more responsive to the clients in terms of needs. It also subscribes to that family philosophy because you're not the only member of the next generation to play an integral role in MUD advertising.
No. My brothers, Chris and Rob, have been drivers for the company. They have different skill sets, but they've been big contributors. My sisters have also worked here, Elizabeth and Kathleen, and my sister Mary Kay. Mary Kay lives in Chicago. And we bought another agency in Chicago in 2018. It's called Schiff Communications. And Schiff works with Bridgestone Tires. It's a great account. We're growing over there. We've had that agency for 5 years. It's performing very, very well. She has a great team of people, probably 16, 17 different people in Chicago. We're really happy with that. It's working well.
When people go through the halls, they will occasionally see references to a phrase, gung-ho. What is that, and how does that play into the four decades of success?
Great question, Jeff. That was probably a pivotal moment here. A guy named Jim Sartorius read a book called Raving Fans by Ken Blanchard. He also then wrote a book called Gung Ho. Jim and his wife, Sheila, read the book, gave it to my dad, said, hey, you might like this book. So Dad read the book and he loved it. And we started having weekly meetings about this book. But basically the premise is cheering people on, trying to find good. Yeah, there's bad things that happen every day to us, but it's the principles of Ken Blanchard that, you know, 1 minute manager. When you find things good during the day, try to point them out. But if you have bad things go on, you need to stop it now. You have to get in front of the client or the coworker today. You can't put it off. So many people run from problems, and that makes it even worse. So that book's been a good book for us, The 1 Minute Manager, but also then Gung Ho. Since 1998, we've been talking about Gung Ho. You know, love it when you succeed. You know, my dad came up with that slogan, Jim Mutt Sr. We love it when dealers sell lots of cars. That's how you keep your job. And if dealers don't sell cars, we get fired. We need our customers to win, and we need our people to win. Things are going well, and we appreciate you, Jeff. And, you know, the credit really goes to Jim Sr. and my mom for starting the company, and then my siblings for carrying it on. But we're poised for growth, and we're excited.
Jim Mudd Jr., CEO of Mudd Advertising in Cedar Falls. We connected via Zoom in July 2023. More online at mudd.com. That's MUDD.com. Company founder Jim Mudd Sr. passed away last month. And that brings us to the close of this week's program. We're back again next week at this same time. In the meantime, you can listen to all or part of today's program by going to totallyiowa.com and clicking on the radio programs link. That's where you'll find podcasts of full interviews with many of the folks you hear on this program. They're listed as IBR Extras and IBR Business Profiles. And we're also found on all the major podcast distributors, 19 now in all, including the addition of YouTube podcasts. Support for the Iowa Business Report comes from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. Learn more and review the group's Iowa Competitive Dashboard by going to iowabusinesscouncil.org. We welcome your comments. Send them by email to radio@totallyiowa.com. I'm Jeff Stein. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you have a prosperous week.
The Iowa Business Report is a copyrighted production of Totally Iowa Media, which is solely responsible for its content. For more, click on the radio programs button at totallyiowa.com.